Thank you, Pastor Kevin, and thank you very much, every one of you. We are so happy to be here. We have been wanting to come and visit you for a long time, and somehow it hasn't worked out because the pastors have been busy or we have been already committed to other things, but we're here today.
Amen.
And, you know, sometimes surprises are fun, but sometimes surprises are not so much fun. Well, the Lord didn't want us to be surprised when we arrived. So we were in Portland in a pastors and ministers conference, as we were in the midst of worship one day, we were worshiping Jesus. When you're worshiping Jesus, who are you thinking of?
Jesus.
Yes, and that's what we were doing. And all of a sudden, it just flashed into my mind, why don't they get married? Who, Lord? Well, you know who. And that just wouldn't leave my mind. And so as we were driving here, Bill and I said to each other, well, you know, why don't they get married? Why don't they get married? And so Bill said to me, well, why don't you ask them when we get there? I said, I don't know if I dare. And so we were not surprised. And we are absolutely delighted that God is uniting two strong ministries, and they will flow together in unity, and they'll be just the greatest blessing. So you'll have a wonderful wedding. We are invited too, but we are sorry we'll be occupied. So we can't come. We'll be in Mexico, and thank the Lord for that. We just praise God for the way He has led us from the time He called us, and He gave us a vision of 2 Timothy 2:2, the things you have heard of me among many witnesses, commit to faithful men and women who will be able to teach others also, teach others also, teach others also. And so everything that we do on the mission field, we lead to that. Of course we win souls, and we've done everything. We've done evangelism and movie evangelism, and we do church planting, and we help orphanages, and we help in rehabilitation center, drug rehabilitation center, and just everything that comes along our way. But our main focus, train others.
Amen.
And God has helped us. When we were in Uganda and we had to leave, well, what was going to happen to Uganda when the missionaries all left? And we left of our own accord, but the other missionaries were chased out at gunpoint. Our neighbors were killed there where we lived. But we had already gone, and we were in Mexico already studying Spanish in a new field. But when they left, what was going to happen to the church? The church marched on.
Amen.
Even with Idi Amin, when he closed all the churches, well, things carried on because the church just went underground.
Sure.
And they carried on with their meetings, their groups. And God still called. The Bible schools were shut down. But God called people to the ministry. And they started out doing it with just a training of the Holy Spirit and the Bible. Thank God the Bible was in the languages there. Many languages in Uganda. But then in Mexico, oh, it's been such an exciting journey. And I know I can only share just a tiny little portion of what God is doing. But you may wonder, how does a church get started? Well, it gets started many different ways. And I remember a place in La Peñita, that is the neighbor state to Jalisco. Maybe you know Guadalajara, Jalisco. And the neighbor state there, and there was a couple from the States, from Montana, and they were there, and they said, there are no churches here. We need a church. They need a church here. So they sent word to our Bible school, can you send us some pastors? Well, all the pastors were all committed. And we said, well, we have a couple that have just recently got married, but she's the dorm leader for the girls, and he's the leader for the boys. But they don't have a church, so, you know, we could release them and have others step into their steps. So they went. And we were with them in their first service. And it was in their tiny little living room. And who was there? There was Jose Bueno and his wife, and this couple from Montana, and us. And then there was the richest man in town and the worst drunkard in town. That was the beginning.
That's right.
Can God do anything Absolutely. From something like that? I can't tell you the whole story, but they tried. You know, the Catholics there were very, very staunch. And they tried to kill him several times, the pastor. But his name is Bueno. That's good. And he is so good.
Yes.
And he won Wonderful them all man. Over. And every time they tried to kill him, but God just stopped it. Now they have a large church that's built into the hill. It is, first, you come up a whole bunch of stairs. You better have your knees in order when you go there. But they also have a ramp for wheelchairs because they have about, I think, maybe 6 wheelchair people that come to that church. But it's 3 stories.
Wow.
And it's all full of people. And they have services twice on Sunday. And, oh, it's just wonderful. Then they've started other churches around about there. It's just great. God can do things
yes.
from small beginnings.
Amen.
There was a couple that came into this village then, and they said to the people there, oh, we know, we have heard that a great man was born here. No. 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 Nobody's born great. Everybody here, they were born small as a baby. And so, don't be discouraged. Right now, your church is small, but it'll grow.
Amen.
You have a good foundation. You have good teaching, good preaching. You grow. How does a baby grow? Being fed and exercising and fed and exercising.
Yeah.
And so, as you grow in God, you'll win others and you'll have disciples. And you'll grow, and God will bless you. Well, then in another place in Veracruz, that's on the other side of Mexico, and there somebody started a church there, and they rented a house, actually, and it didn't take very long until the hallways were full of people, the little offices were full of people, and they were sitting up the stairs. Well, everywhere was full of people as people got saved and God delivered them from their sin and from their bondage and they came into joy and rejoicing and the work was growing. And so we were going there and a businessman was going with us and we were going to have 2 seminars. We were going to have teaching on the laying on of hands and pray over the upcoming elders and leaders of that church and prophesy over them. We hope and they hope. So, and then we were also going to have a business seminar where this businessman with us would tell how God had caused his mom and dad and him to be successful in business while they were serving God and giving to the kingdom of God. So we were here and you know, it was amazing how many people came to the seminar. We thought, well, you know, the place is full just for this special seminar. Well, then Sunday, they had rented a dance hall, a hall where it could be used for any kind of fiestas, of a feast and celebrations, and they had rented that for the Sunday. But it was so much bigger than their place, and they said to us, we don't know how many people that'll be. Maybe it'll be just, you know, our people and maybe a few visitors. Well, they did announce it on the radio and TV, but, you know, they had no assurance that anybody would know. This was such short notice. Would anybody come? The place was full.
Absolutely.
The place Absolutely. Was full. Make room for the people, and they come. God's doing a marvelous thing in Mexico. Terrible things are happening. Terrible things. Yes. But God is doing marvelous
Amen.
Things.
Yes.
So the place was full. We had it all day. We had morning meeting, afternoon meeting, evening meeting. And so the businessman, he said to us, he's young. And he said, you know, I really want to say something. So he got up and it was not his time to preach or teach yet. But he said, I have a word from the Lord. You can't go back to that other little place. You're going to have to keep coming here every Sunday. And he said, I just phoned my wife, and she and I agreed we're going to pay the rent.
Wow, praise God.
For 6 months.
Whoa.
And you'll get going. And they did.
Wow.
And it's full, and it's overflowing. And now they have bought a piece of property, and they're in the process of building so that they won't have to pay that rent constantly. And the work just grows and grows. So thank God that it doesn't matter how dark it is, when the light of the gospel
That's right.
comes in,
That's right.
there's a change.
Yeah.
And there's such joy. Yeah. It is true that it's almost like, well, the drug lords, they're causing confusion. They're killing people. They're kidnapping.
Beheading
we
people.
Cannot, pardon?
Beheading people.
Yeah, they're beheading people. They're actually doing terrible things, like, just when we were there, they cut off the heads of a great number of people. Then they threw the heads in the play yard of a kindergarten. So when the kindergarten came out to play for their break, they'd see all these heads. Some of them, they cut the heads off, and then they hang them from the bridges. Why do they do that? It's the devil.
Yep, that's
but
right.
you know, we
that's
have power over the
right.
devil.
Yep.
God's stronger than the devil.
That's right.
So what's happening? People are running to the church.
Hallelujah.
They are running to Jesus.
Praise God.
Because only in Jesus is salvation.
That's right.
Only in Jesus is deliverance. And even many of the drug lords have been saved and set free. It doesn't mean that Satan's gone on a holiday. He's still working. While we have been here, we got notice in one city where we are just building a big church. I mean, they are building it. We are helping them some, but they're doing the work. They have a building and they have a church, but it's just overflowing and they can't grow there. And God helped them to get a piece of land. And the piece of land was just full of trees. So our grandson that worked with us in Mexico for he and his wife for 7 years, he went, we was there to minister, and they showed him this land that God had helped them to get. So they said, what can we do? We have no money. So he said, cut all the trees down. Measure it up for a building. Get plans drawn. Do as much as you can.
Sell the wood.
And sell the wood and use that to begin the foundations. Well, the Lord helped us to get some money, and we've been able to help them too, and that church is going up. That's in Iguala. That's on the way from Mexico City to Acapulco. But now we just heard there's terrible uproar in that city. Even the United Nations is involved. Because one day they went into a school that took out 50 young people and shot them. Mm. Just like that.
No
what
reason.
Have they done? Nothing. What's that? The work of the enemy.
Yeah, that's right.
And what they said. They said that the mayor had ordered the police to do it. So there's chaos. Chaos. But God is still in control.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
So then, you know, God doesn't love only Mexico. And there's one church there where it is now has 10,000 members in Cuernavaca. It's about 40 miles south of Mexico City. And we've been working with them since they had about 120, and they've grown and grown and grown. They have home groups, and they just multiply and multiply. But they've also got other churches, both in that city and throughout the country. They have churches. They've sent missionaries to Cuba, and they have even missionaries in the States. So anyway, one day, one of the pastors of these churches, very successful, his name is Daniel, and he comes into the pastor's office and says, I have to talk to you. He said, the Lord is calling me to Argentina. And Pastor Jacobo, the leader, said, no, you're my best friend. You're my best worker. Yeah, they had already raised up 3 pastors in that church. And he said, you can't go to Argentina. But God's calling me. And what? He had to obey. So he went with his wife and a son and a daughter. They went to a very hard place in Argentina where it was cold. It was so cold there that the place they first rented, when they had water in a bucket that they were going to wash the floor, there was ice on top of it. Cold. Terrible place. Horrible place. But God had a people there that needed to hear the message of salvation. And they spent some years there. They were prepared to stay there the rest of their lives. But God helped them to raise up pastors there.
Very good.
And so now they have returned to Mexico. You know, when you give, it'll be given to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they have come back, and their son is about to get married this fall, this youngest son. They have an older son as well. And they're now working in Acapulco and doing a marvelous work and being leaders over other district leaders over other pastors as well. But you have to sometimes give up something to gain something. So we thank God for those that obey God. And I know that you're going to obey God.
Amen.
You're going to do what God wants you to do.
That's right.
And sometimes all somebody needs is a smile and a hug.
Yeah.
They don't need to preach the gospel to everybody. So many people have already heard the gospel, but it can begin with a cup of coffee together or just sharing a meal and then saying, hey, would you like to come to church with me one day? And, you know, so God opens doors.
That's right.
So be encouraged. Be encouraged in the Lord. The Lord is on the throne, and He's doing His work even here.
Amen.
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 All the work of missionaries, like you've already, you know that, is not across the ocean. There's a mission field here.
Right.
So everyone is called to do the missionary work and to raise up leaders, reproduce ourselves. God is not asking us to produce presidents. We can reproduce ourselves, make people like us. That's good. Because God has planted something in us. We have the joy of the Lord. We have His Word and the quickening of the Holy Spirit. So we have something to give.
Amen.
Everyone has something to give.
Amen. Right.
Amen. People are watching you.
That's right.
They're watching you. They're watching your daily life. And they will see an example. They say, these people are different. Then there will come the opportunity and they will ask you, what is it that makes it so you can always have a song? How can you always have a smile? There's an opening. Mm-hmm. So God bless you, and we thank you for your support and your help, and we love your pastors. That's just wonderful. And Pastor Carl was in Mexico, and he has left his work there in Mexico, and it carries on and
Amen.
On, because his book has been translated.
The Activated Church.
Yep. Pardon?
The Activated Church.
Yeah, the Activated Church. We did a seminar. The whole subject of the seminar, everybody, was on the Activated
Fantastic.
Church. And his book is still being taught throughout Mexico in the new churches and the old churches. The Activated Church. That's
Amen.
What God wants. The Holy Spirit
right.
is in us. We have the power of the Spirit to go
Amen.
Forth. So God bless you. Have a good day, a good year. And rejoice in the Lord, and you will be strong, because the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.